Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis Redding bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the late, great Otis Redding. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. He's the author of No Man's Land, What to Do When Your Company is Too Big to Be Small and Too Small to Be Big. Folks, this is a book that every small business owner should read. Find it, go to the library, whatever you, buy it, steal it, whatever you have to do, borrow it, I don't care. You should read this book, even if you're not that big, and this book is about small companies. But even if you're a one-man show, so to speak, You need to find out what Doug has to say. And Doug, I thank you again for making this a book available, and it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, it is. Thank
Anywhere you. Else you'd like to send this to? Any website you'd like to talk?
No,
talk
that's
about?
Fine.
All right.
No, I'm fine.
And he's also associate professor of entrepreneurship at Middle Tennessee State University (MTSU). I'm sure they'd like to put for you to put a .edu on the end of that and check that out.
Absolutely,
Doug. Oh, by the way, they can find your program there, right? The entrepreneur program at mtsu.edu.
Yes.
Structural unemployment is something, if I were running on, and I said this in the last election, I said, you know, 3 years ago, if I were running for president, I would have two platforms. One would be getting America focused on alternative energy, and I mean energy that works, not ethanol. And I would say America needs to own the alternative energy space for this century. And number two, I'd be taking the steps to get people trained to accept the jobs. Did you know, Doug, we got 9.8% unemployment, and there are hundreds of thousands of jobs in America going wanting right now?
Yeah.
Because people can't find qualified people.
Yep.
Companies can't. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to sound like a politician to start with, but, you know, education is going to be part of it. And I think one of the real tragedies in this country is that we have so emphasized the standard blue vanilla college education as opposed to skill sets that we've hurt a lot of young people out there. And I will tell you that there is a growing investment pool, a significant hundreds of millions of dollars being driven into adult education by investors. And that's where we're going to get the innovation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the innovation where we are literally training people for jobs that are in the current economy, and that'll help the structural employment, I believe.
Well, these are areas I mean, a lot of people don't like the fact that the federal government has a Department of Education. But to me, this is an area that would be a good investment for government dollars. What do you think?
I agree. What you worry about and what I think your listeners worry about is we just the incompetence level of anything executed by the federal government right now. And this isn't a political Republican or Democratic type competence.
It's just a fact.
Everything in the world is getting faster and smaller, except for government.
Right.
So there is a huge opportunity for the right leaders to go in and, as you indicate, get innovative. And
is this
God
a good,
knows there's enough money.
Would this be a good business model?
You're talking about adult education?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's my point. Some of the smartest investors in the country, private equity investors, are segmenting that into a new category, and they're investing huge amounts of.
What's it going to look like? What would be an offering?
Well, it's going to be online. It'll integrate gaming technology.
Would it compete with junior colleges and technical colleges?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I will. I have heard from serious, prestigious academic administrators. These would be deans and assistant deans of well or renowned colleges, that they believe that some of the online degree programs that are poo-pooed and have been historically will be legitimatized in the next 5 to 7, mm-hmm. 8 years, and that the efficiency and the speed at which people are able to retrain is going to be dramatically changed. So I'm an optimist because I see capital being deployed into this area, and
right.
capital is not deployed into an area unless people see return.
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
Hey, now, Doug, what could shut it down would be overregulation,
which is what we'll have to guard against, because it will find a way to try. The government will try to do that for sure. Doug Tatum, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate
it. We'll see you later. Doug Tatum, folks, the book is called No Man's Land. You must read this book. Buy two and give one away. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.